Hi, this is Pastor Rick from Mountain of Faith Lutheran Church. I want to share a story with you today about miracles. Miracles. It's a term we throw around loosely these days. It's a miracle when we get to the movie theater on time. It's a miracle when you get good service when you go out to eat. But when you experience an honest-to-goodness miracle, it takes your breath away. Mountain of Faith Lutheran Church has experienced three true miracles in recent years, and they're stories worth sharing. The first miracle involved my mother-in-law, Betty Hollister. She suffered a major heart attack at age 88. Thinking her death was imminent, the hospital released her into hospice care after just 2 days in the hospital. But apparently God has more work for Betty to do. She's alive and well and celebrated her 92nd birthday this August. Miracle number two involved one of our youth in the fall of 2011. He sustained a severe brain trauma injury in a mountain biking accident. He slipped into a deep coma and his doctors did not expect him to live. But God had other plans. Not only did this young man survive, but his doctors were utterly amazed when he recovered 100% from his injury, and he was able to graduate with his high school class later that spring. The third miracle took place in early 2012. Mountain of Faith has never had a church building since its founding in the 1990s. But through an incredible series of events, God has once again made the impossible possible. And this, too, is a great story. Hear it and prepare to be moved and prepare to have your confidence in humankind and your faith in God renewed. God is indeed good and is working to make his kingdom come in the Tooele Valley. Mountain of Faith was first founded to proclaim God's word and to serve the Tooele Valley in the mid-1990s. And like any church, it's had its ups and downs. Membership has increased and decreased. Pastors have come and gone. But through it all, a very faithful core group has persisted, despite the fact that they never had a church home of their own. Throughout the years, Mountain of Faith has worshiped in a community clubhouse and shared worship space with Episcopalians and Methodists. The thought of owning our own church building seemed remote at best. But God had something else in mind for us. In our February 2012 church council meeting, one of the council members asked a question to which nobody had an answer. Does anyone know anything about the church building at the south end of town on Main Street? Nobody did. We wondered if it was being used at all. I told the council I would check it out. So later I drove there and pulled into the parking lot. I noticed a car parked down near the rear entrance to the building. I knocked on the door, but no one answered. I tried knocking at a couple of different doors and was disappointed that nobody seemed to be there. Finally, as I was leaving, a diminutive, sweet lady opened the door and waved to me. My first encounter with Pastor Joan. I walked back and began to introduce myself. I said, I'm Pastor Rick from Mountain of Faith Lutheran Church. And before I could get even 10 seconds into my introduction, Pastor Jones stopped me and said, are you here to buy the building? I was shocked and a little speechless. All I could stammer out was, well, maybe. Pastor Jones smiled and immediately asked me if I wanted to look around. Of course I did. As I entered, Pastor Joan began to tell me her story and the story of the beautiful church building she literally called home. You see, Pastor Joan had been attending this very church since she was a teenager. Now, 50 years later, she was pastor. But her church family had dwindled to the point where there were only 6 or 7 worshipers on a Sunday morning. She and her husband had been living in a little apartment in the basement of the church for over 16 years. They worked hard to keep the building up, and it showed. It was spotless, inside and out. Pastor Joan went on to tell me that they were worried about keeping the church up because her husband had become ill and wasn't able to do the things he used to do. And then she went on to tell me that at different times they tried to sell the building, but it just never worked out. So finally, Pastor Joan said she just turned it all over to God, trusting that when the right folks came along, she would know it. And here I stood before her, walking in off the street. The miracle of this encounter continued as I climbed the stairs and entered a simple but absolutely beautiful sanctuary. It was late in the afternoon, and gold light streamed in through colored glass windows and just seemed to envelop me. I sat down on the back pew and recognized I was on holy ground. This space had been filled with the prayers of faithful people for over 50 years, and I could feel it. I could also feel the love and tender care this building had received from Pastor Joan and her congregation. It was a true God moment for me. Finally, I rose and continued to look around. Pastor Joan was making it clear she was really interested in making the building available to us. She had a 23-year-old building appraisal, but assured me that she would be willing to take less than the old appraisal price. And again, I was absolutely shocked to the point of speechlessness. God's hand in this whole encounter was becoming unmistakable. This all happened on a Friday afternoon. I asked Pastor Joan if it would be okay if our church council came back to see the building next day, hoping that I'd be able to get all our folks together, and she said yes, it would be. I bid Pastor Joan goodbye and let her know we were very interested. She seemed pleased. Needless to say, when the church council came to see the building the next day, they were as enthralled with it as I had been the day before. Pastor Joan continued to usher us around, her sweet spirit as sweet as I remembered. She confirmed our interest in the building and also her desire to sell it well below market value. She somehow knew that that's what it would take for us to be in this building. Pastor Joan said she'd pray on it and let us know her final price. We all said our goodbyes, and the council and I agreed not to pester her until she called us back with the price she was looking for. Those may have been the longest 5 days of my life. Finally, Pastor Joan called and told me that after much prayer, her congregation had decided to sell the building to Mountain of Faith for $80,000. Again, I was speechless, totally humbled by the power of God working in our lives. If this incredible price were not enough of a gift, Pastor Jones said that her church, Christian Faith Church, would be willing to carry the financing if we needed them to. The very next day, our church council met, and we agreed to call a congregational meeting to authorize a fundraising drive for the purchase of the building at 560 Main Street in Tooele. Now, most capital appeal campaigns play out over 2 or 3 years, but this miracle continued as Mountain of Faith raised over $60,000 in just 3 weeks. Mountain of Faith, like the servants in the parable of talents, has been faithful in a little. Now it seems as if God is working to set us over much. Less than 2 months after we first looked at this gift from God, we were able to move into the building. The first service we held there was a wedding for one of our church members. Moving into our own building has enhanced the ministry opportunities at Mountain of Faith. Being able to make use of this tremendous gift of God has allowed us to actively pursue our mission of proclaiming God's word while reaching out to those in need. What a blessing it was that we could obtain this building at such a price that the building itself wouldn't become our mission, but a base from which we could pursue our mission. It seems as if God has put all the places in peace, all the pieces in place, by giving us a true miracle so that his work could continue in this place and so that we might continue to be a blessing to others. So today I invite you into this place of miracles we know as Mountain of Faith. Perhaps God is waiting to work some miracle in your life. Come and see.